Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution joins us to talk about the changes coming in the United States Senate. Senator Helms is not the only senator who has made a decision to leave. South Carolina's Senator Strom Thurmond is also retiring. Tom, who else is on your short list of senators who might be heading for the exits?
On the Republican side, the most likely is Fred Thompson of Tennessee, a very popular senator, but who has not raised any money or given any indication that he's champing at the bit to return to Washington.
I sort of hear that he's kind of bored with it.
I think he's been frustrated by, one, his inability to make more progress initially on the campaign finance front, and now that he's lost his chairmanship of the Governmental Affairs Committee with
the
Democrats taking over, I think he is somewhat bored. He's a man of many talents, and he may also be attracted to very, very different pursuits.
There have been rumors floating around about Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, about Senator John Breaux, who's a Democrat of Louisiana.
Domenici has not yet indicated clearly that he's running for re-election. He, too, lost a chairmanship of the Senate Budget Committee, and so there are rumors about the possibility of him not running, but President Bush was just out in New Mexico, raised a big pot of money for him. I think the odds are that he will run. Linda, what's most interesting is on the Democratic side. There were potentially four Democratic retirements, and in each case, and we have the fourth yet to be confirmed, I think the change in control to the Democrats has helped to keep them in the Senate. I'm thinking here of Carl Levin of Michigan, Dick Durbin of Illinois, who thought about running for the governorship, Paul Wellstone, who originally self-limited himself to two terms, he's running, and finally Jean Carnahan, who was appointed to fill in for her husband of Missouri, exactly, and now by all indications she has raised a ton of money and she's raring to go.
Tom, do the Democrats benefit from these changes, or do you think that the Republicans are likely to hold those two Carolina seats?
Republicans have the best chance of holding on to both seats. In fact, I think their position in North Carolina has been strengthened by Jesse Helms' announced retirement. Now, other Republican candidates can come forward, including one, Liddy Dole, who comes from North Carolina and at the present time is leading in all the polls in both the Republican primary and in a general election. Of course, she's never been elected to any office, always appointed, but she certainly begins with distinct advantages.
Is there any way that the Republicans can retake the Senate with these kinds of retirements? Does this change their the odds on who holds the Senate?
The way it is, with 20 Republican seats up, only 14 Democratic seats, the tradition of the midterm loss by the president's party and by the sort of shaky economy, I think the odds remain against the Republicans regaining control, but don't bet on Democrats picking up more than one or two seats.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution.